I heard my host, a Montagnier leader, say one day jokingly, "The beaver does everything perfectly well. It makes kettles, hatchets, swords, knives, bread. In short, it makes everything." He was making sport of us Europeans who have such a fondness for the skin of this animal. Nicolas Denis, fur trader.
Fur trade was becoming central to the European economy. From beaver came felt, and when the felt hat came into fashion in Europe, the North Atlantic trade took on global proportions. Increasing demand and higher prices forced the fur trade to change, and, along with it, the very structure of Indian nations. Many Indian people found it more lucrative to trade than to pursue old economic activities.
If you take a primitive tribe anywhere and present them with something that's going to make them live faster, have an easier life, they will take it, the easy way. And by using the easy way, you're losing also your culture, because keeping your culture is not always easy.
Young men broke away from their traditional community roles to pursue commercial hunting in order to obtain goods that could only be gained through trade. Agricultural nations planted less. Fields lay fallow as pelts were used to purchase food from European traders. Ancient cultural and religious values came under attack as the relationships between Indian people, the land, and animals changed through commercial hunting. Even European traders noted the transition.
Before, they killed animals only in proportion as they had need of them. They never made an accumulation of skins of moose, otter, beaver, or others, but only so far as they needed them for personal use.
Within decades, the animal populations of entire regions were completely exterminated.
In the past, there was none to barter with us that would have tempted us to waste our animals, as we did after the white people came on this island.
Nations who once traded in peace were forced into competition, even hostility, as hunters encroached upon the lands of others.
The times are exceedingly altered. The times have turned everything upside down, chiefly by the help of the white people. In times past, our forefathers lived in peace, love, and great harmony, and had everything in great plenty. But alas, it is not so now. All our fishing, hunting, and fowling is entirely gone. Harry Quadwaqueed, Monhegan.